Welcome, everyone, to our first blessing call of February. Oh, my. This is a fast-moving year. And thank you for joining me yesterday in my private birthday blessing to you. I just wanted to give back to others because I am so grateful for the life I've been given and my opportunity to serve and to work with Yeshua for the greater benefit of all of you. And I think, let's see, we are now good to go. And we have a couple of callers. We have, I don't have a name on this one. It's international from country code 274. And you're on.
Oh, hi, and happy belated birthday, Glenda. It's Linda.
Hi, Linda.
Sorry I missed that about your birthday, but many blessings to you.
Well,
I've got a quick question, and I'm not sure. I might have missed it at some point, but a while ago we had a conference call with you about the blessings and also the steps. And at that point, I think we added in one more around forgiveness. I'm not sure whether that was officially ever added in, and if we could have a posting maybe with the recent blessing givers you did, if that format changed.
Yes, yeah. And that is a conversation more appropriately to be had with the blessing givers, and it's on my calendar next week to call a new meeting of all our blessing givers so that we can all get caught up to date, and I'll send you a new protocol. Okay?
Okay. That's great. Thank you.
You're welcome. And we have Donna Allen on the phone. Hi, Donna.
Hello. Happy belated birthday to you, Glenda. Thank you so much for your service. And my question is, actually it's a prayer request, if that's okay.
That's the main reason we do this.
Okay. It's for my husband. 2 days ago we learned that he, in fact, had a stroke. He cannot drive, but he's...
Who is that, dear?
I'm sorry, his name is Richard. Allen.
Okay.
And I would like, of course, healing for him in whatever way is for his highest good, and also for myself, that I can support him and value him in whatever way is for his highest good and my highest good.
I understand, and that is certainly a very, very worthy prayer. In fact, you know, there are no unworthy prayers, because really the greatest value of prayer is connection with God. And our Father knows even more than we do what we need and how to give it to us. So we will most definitely take your name into our blessings and our prayers today.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And I see there is Maxim. Is that it? Or we have someone else on the call. And you're on Vanessa. Oh, it's Vanessa.
Well, this is Debbie. And I would like to add a name for the blessing.
Okay.
Priscilla Spencer, who's in the hospital and needs a blessing.
All right. We will remember her.
Thank you, Glenda.
You're welcome. Is there anyone else who would like to share their living rewards from God, or to ask for a blessing, or share their faith? You know, this is why we're here today. And I always have things to say, as you know, but I hold that until everybody arrives, because not everybody gets here right exactly on 3 o'clock. I see Janet's on the line. Hi, Janet.
Hi, Glenda. Belated happy birthday. This is Janet. Can you hear me?
I sure can. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I'm asking for a prayer request for myself. I have blood in my retina, and so I'm not able to see very good anymore. And also, I've been dealing with diarrhea for 3 months, and the doctors can't seem to help me, so I need God and prayers. So thank you.
I sure will. I sure will. And you are on our list right now, and along with the other three. And God bless you.
Well, thank you, and bless you for all that you do.
You're so welcome. It's my pleasure.
Bye-bye.
Is there anyone else? I'm going through the board. I don't see any other little bubbles appear. Indicate, oh, there we go. We have a caller from area code 470, and you're on.
Glenda, hi, this is Gary.
Hi, Gary.
Glenda, hi. Hi, so good to hear your voice. I have a Sunday school class, and we're studying a book by the name of Book of Joy with Desmond Tutu and the Dalai Lama.
Uh-huh.
And it's been such a blessing during this tumultuous time. And I just wanted to say, you know, that there is still joy in the world, and you do find wonderful things. And I wanted to ask a blessing for peace, Glenda.
Oh, thank you. That's right on line with what I want. And you've got it. And I see that Jean Marie is on. Hi, Jean Marie.
Hi, Glenda. This is Jean Marie, and I would like to ask for continued blessings for my friend Jolene.
Okay.
Physical stuff.
Yeah. Okay. You've got it.
That's it.
Okay. Well, God bless you for asking for her.
Yeah, Glenda and everybody on here.
Okay.
Bye for now.
Bye-bye. And Julie's on the line. Hi, Julie.
Hello?
Julie, you're on.
Oh, wonderful. Thanks for everything, Glenda. I just wanted to share something what happened today. I'm a volunteer prayer chaplain, which I've done for many years and enjoy, and I'm blessed by that. Today I was asked to lead a gratitude circle we do every 2 weeks after service at church, which I hadn't done before, and that was just such a wonderful experience. And just to join in a circle with like-minded people and share the things verbally out loud that we're thankful for, I was just so blessed by that experience. And I just wanted to share with the group just the wonderful experience of saying out loud what we're each thankful for in a way that can be reflected back by those as well. So I just wanted to share that.
You know, that is an amazing trigger point for receiving blessings. And I'm so glad that you said that, because I think we could add a special little perk to our gathering today by just taking a moment, all of us, just be still, take a deep breath, close your eyes, let your attention fall into your heart, and no matter what condition you're in, find something in your life to be grateful for, and say it out loud. We won't hear it, so you don't have to worry about embarrassment or intruding on our voice call or being recorded. Just do it. Just do it. It will open the gates to receiving more. And that's even if you're in dire need of a blessing. There's always something you can be grateful for. And when we are, we send to God a greater request to make more of our gratitude, to make more of our spirit of gratitude. And I think what's most important is not so much the thing you're grateful for, but that event or thing or happening which brings gratitude allows you to capture the feeling of gratitude. It's that feeling. The, oh my God. Oh my God. Somebody really, really cares about me. I'm going to make it. Or you just look out on the back porch to the peach tree, you see this gorgeous peach. And you say, oh, thank you, God. This is going to be wonderful when it's ripe. Capture that feeling. That's what I want you to feel. Another thing also that I want to teach you, and that is that when you pray and you ask for a blessing or a healing, don't focus on the thing itself, because you don't want more of the thing itself. Instead, focus upon the feelings you have about the things. And as you pray, allow those feelings to be transmuted into the feelings of gratitude when your prayer is answered. It's an interesting thing about how God rewards our gratitude and how angels are instructed to manifest more of that which we have our attention on. So I should probably go over that again. It's a really, really, it's a simple but very, very important instruction. Let's just say I finished my prayer and we're starting into the blessing. And as I've asked you so many times, you start your prayer when the blessing givers and I start the blessing. We're silent. We don't say anything. And you're in your own private space. You can pray any way you choose to pray. You can chant your prayer. You can pray silently. You can hold the hand of another. You could pray together as a group. You could look out a window and pray. You could have your eyes closed and your head bowed and be in silent reverie. However prayer feels, the closest to God for you is how you pray. But it's also important that you get the feeling, the exact feeling, because God reads your feelings more than your words. Think about this. Think about literally the thousands of languages just in our world, not to mention all the sounds that come from animals and trees and flowers and bees and insects, not to mention all the sounds coming from everything in the universe. And that's not to say God doesn't hear everyone, but there's something unique about feeling and something universal. Grief feels like grief, whether it's a little dog that lost its mate, whether it's a child that broke its toy, or whether it's you in worry for a loved one. Grief is grief is grief. It's a clear tone, but it's also signatory for you. I want you to learn to pray with your feelings. This is one of the things we're going to be studying in our new webinar. The way up is the way out. The interesting thing about our feelings is that all we have to do about our feelings is be honest, and they release. Whereas our thoughts can get stuck for minutes, days, hours, months, years. How long have you been thinking about a problem that never solves? How long? A long time. in many cases, maybe a decade or two, and the problem still isn't solved, and you're still thinking about it. You see, the fact that you think, even when you get the truth, it's only factual truth. And factual truth is not ever just the truth of God. I could look at the factual truth about the fence that's running around our property right now. I'm looking out the window at that fence. Well, we've had some high winds lately, and it's affected the tilt of the fence. It's pushed some boards out. So what was true yesterday isn't true today. I'm looking at plants that have suffered through freezing weather, breaking records down here. They should not be in this condition, but they are. I was told when I planted them that they could survive temperatures down to 25 degrees. Well, that didn't include the lack of protection or wind factor or soil or having been watered the night before or so many other factors. You see, when we look at factual truth, it's awfully hard to get the whole picture, which is why science is constantly refining itself, even though it's dedicated to the pursuit of truth. We try our best in a court of law to determine what really happened, what is the truth. And sometimes years later, another witness appears and changes the entire testimony. We've all seen this. As Yeshua said, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Well, there was more to that than was ever written in the scripture. One of the things that we are going to be studying, we have some new material in our webinar, and it's time. It's time we knew the rest of our story, because it's time we climbed up the ladder. We climbed up Jacob's ladder and were hauled up by an angel to feel the truth. I'm just going to give you a little hint right now. This is so far from the whole story. But I want you to think about something. Just think about something you would like to pray about, and I want you to get the feeling of it. And there's no right or wrong. There's only, is it really what you feel? In this moment, is it really what you feel? And you might be worried about something, and there's nothing to worry about, but still, how you feel is all that matters. That's all that matters. It doesn't matter if it's correct. Just how you feel is what matters. That's what you're going to connect with God and with the angels that carry your message to God. Now, I want you to feel how you will feel when the prayer is answered and the problem is all solved. How will you feel then? Feel the feeling. Now have that be right now. Have that be right now and feel it. And that's what you give to God. That's your faith fulfilled. And God will fulfill your faith. You see, this is why we are taught by Yeshua to love God. And without being overly intimate, a mother and a baby, let's take it this way, okay? A mother and a baby are very, very intimately connected. The baby suckles her nipples. The mother changes its diaper, bathes the baby. It's just about as intimate as a relationship can be. Of course, we have the relationship between a married couple or lovers, and that's intimate too, but we're not going to get graphic about that. Let's just think about something and share something that we can be appropriately, safely graphic about. And that intimacy is made possible by tenderness, by dropping the boundaries. When you go to change your baby's diapers, you don't look the other way while you're doing it. You don't want to run the risk of injury the baby. You really look at the baby. You want to know if there's some rash or if you cleaned up everything, if you got the new diaper back in place. You see what I mean is intimacy is intimacy. And that's what you get when you dare to give God your feelings. How do you really, really feel? Let God have your feelings. And let God see how you really will feel when it's all done. Don't be embarrassed. Let God see that feeling and the gratitude that goes with it. And allow the Holy Spirit and Christ or any angels that may be with you to facilitate the transfiguration of feeling. This is their job, is to take the feelings that you're unhappy with and turn them into feelings that are the treasure of your life. And you know that it all happened because of love. Love was the transporting energy that turned fear and grief and worry into gratitude and expectation and hope and joy. I hope you can see that. And we do have someone who's wanting to contribute from area code 215, and you're on.
Hi, Glenda. This is Tarissa.
Hi.
Hi. Happy birthday. I sent you a message the other day. Hopefully you got it.
I did, and thank you so much.
You're welcome. I am of what you're saying. It's absolutely perfect. Today, I actually wrote what you posted it on something on the internet. I watch for that, and I'm hoping to take your next course. It's coming up.
Uh-huh.
Are you now?
Beg your pardon, I didn't hear that.
For my daughter, Yu Yao.
Oh, yes, uh-huh.
He's a dancer.
We're breaking up a little bit, Tarsa.
Okay.
I don't know what phone system you're on, but I hear one word and then not another.
Oh, bummer. Okay, how about this? I'll just ask God to clear the connection.
Good. Now it seems fine.
It does that. My daughter, Yu Yao, is a ballet dancer, and she's auditioning at Ellison in New York City next Sunday from today.
Wow.
So I'm calling for prayers for her to go in there and just allow the beauty of God's love for dance to flow through her. It's in her soul. And so I'm just asking for blessings on that for people.
Okay. And actually, you're giving me a very good example of how what I'm talking about can help someone in a creative action. Let's say before it starts, she might be just, before she goes out on stage, she might be just a little jittery, a little nervous, have some, a little bit of anxiety, even if she's controlling it. Mm-hmm. And I want her to actually feel and honor that anxiety and not push it away. Just to feel it and honor it and then transmute it into the joy she is going to feel for a perfect performance.
Beautiful. That's exactly what I tell her. And I want everybody on this call.
Yeah, don't, and this is true for everyone. Don't push away those feelings that you think of as negative, because they're not. They're beautiful and appropriate to that situation. It's just we don't want to have anxiety or fear as our culminating experience.
Right.
You see?
Right.
I start a new painting, and I'm looking at this white canvas and going, oh, my God. Oh, my God, I can't do this. What am I going to put on this canvas first? I've taken on more than I can handle. I'm thinking all these things. And you know what? Actually, it's a blessing for me to honor these feelings, because what it does is it acknowledges that I've dared to do something great. I've dared to push the envelope. I've dared to put a challenge in front of myself. And it's okay to feel all those feelings right then. And then I ask for my muse and my subject and God and Christ and the Holy Spirit to transmute everything I'm feeling into excellence of performance.
That is perfect. That is absolutely perfect.
You're welcome. And that's one of the things we are going to be we're going to learn how to do a lot of things in this new webinar that we have never touched on before. And I guarantee you, the world won't teach you. The world will actually take advantage of your anxiety. It will reinforce your anxiety and use it to weed you out. It's a fact. And we just cannot work with the ways of the world. Especially, you know, it's okay in times of peace because we can figure out what I'm saying pretty naturally. Fortunately, I learned these various things I'm teaching you because I began to be an artist as a little kid back when learning how to do these things was just part of being in your theta alpha brainwave. You know, you go from theta, alpha, betas, where then you get into the technique of it all. And then it was natural, and I learned it when I was so young. But in a world that's so full of trouble, this isn't happening easily for people. And we just need a little coaching on how to approach all of the situations of life to transmute them into the highest possibility, the highest frequency, and to get the highest culmination of feeling. So, it really is true that the only way out is up. And when we learn how to do this, when we learn how to rise up through all the ranks of suppression and annoyance and forbidden feelings and feelings that are used to judge us, there are so many people who take advantage of our fears to judge us, to say, oh, look at that person. They'll never make it. I sure wouldn't want to be in their shoes. Well, fiddly-dee. We know what we want, and we know where we want to go, and it's not sideways. You know, we don't want to just move from one challenging condition into a different challenging condition. And actually, in the last, I would say, about 4 years, all of us have done that way too much. We have moved from California to Wisconsin, thinking that a change of landscape would change our situation. And we found we took our problems with us. We moved from one job to another, thinking, oh, I'll just do better there. We've been moving sideways, and moving sideways has not provided the answers. We need to know how to move up. We need to have that perspective of moving up. And actually, you know, when we can love another in the same way we would love ourselves and love God, we get that higher perspective. And I see David's on the call. Hi, David. David, are you there?
Yes. Hi, Glenda. I, you know, I've got a, it's like a topic that I'm just going to throw out there, but I don't expect a quick answer or anything like that, but it's under the banner of energy hygiene or our energetic hygiene, because I talk to people that say, well, you've got this or that in your aura, and you've let something attach to you and this or that, and I'm thinking, well, you could have that stuff removed, or you could, like, strengthen your own core resonance, and maybe it would just go off by itself. But then they bring in the hierarchy of the angels and stuff like that, and I'm thinking, there's a lot that would be useful to just have a big discussion sometime about the way the universe is set up energetically in our spiritual process. And
well, I'll tell you what, sign up for our new webinar and you're going to get your wish answered. It won't be quite that complicated, but it is the answer. And yes, energy hygiene is very important, David. It's really, really important for us to be clear-minded, clear-sighted, and clear-hearted. And in order to do that, we have to take our attention off the conflict. All of this confused and dirty energy comes from the fact that we've engaged in somebody else's conflict, and we don't have the answer. We try to help others. We try to help ourselves. We try to get others to help us, and they try to help us by combining their problems with ours. If you've been there, seen that?
Yeah.
We all have. I'll tell somebody, it could be something as simple as a headache, and they'll say, oh, you know, I've been having that headache lately so much. I know it's from the oak moss algae. And all of a sudden they've added a whole new reason why I'm having headaches. And there was no answer involved. So, We can do that to one another, and it's not the right way to help. We need to learn the right way to help, and the right way to help first begins with stepping outside of conflict and finding the place of peace for yourself. Where is it? What does it look like? How to create that little place in the world, knowing it won't be everywhere, but that's okay. It doesn't have to be everywhere. You just have to know how to find it for yourself and then move forward from that place to discover better harmonies in the world that are better projections of you and what you want to achieve. So this is exactly why we're doing this. I had a completely different topic in mind when I forecast last year, about in September, November, October, I was designing 2017, and I had it all wrong. Everything I thought we would be in for this year. Most of it is still there, but it got rearranged, and it got pulled forward, because without this clarity of heart and mind, without knowing how to find peace within yourself, and to disentangle the energy around you so that you can think clearly and honor your feelings, knowing that it's okay to feel. Whatever you feel is okay. There is no right or wrong about your feeling. There's only honesty about your feeling. The minute you are honest about what you feel, you can clear it up, because then you know you can define what you want to feel. And there's a routine for that you're going to master in this course. It will be very, very valuable for you. So I think it's time for our blessing, everyone. We have just gone on a little past our time, but all of the calls were very valuable. And thank you, David, for bringing that in. So just be in your seats, everyone, except for the blessing givers who want to join me, those who wish to receive a blessing. Stay seated. We stand because we are conveying energy from the heavens through our head, from the earth through our feet. It's joining in our hearts as we stand beside Christ. As we implement through the actions of the blessing, the gifts of his life and what he gave to us, that we may be more perfect receivers and conduits of his love, the blessings of the Holy Spirit and the grace of God. So I will start my prayer to Yeshua. When I'm finished, begin your prayer. Dear Yeshua, we thank you for your wisdom. We thank you most of all for your love and your life, for being with us and among us, and remaining with us and among us, to walk with us, to be with us in our suffering and in our glory, to cheer us on to victory and to lift us up when we feel defeat, to give us hope, to strengthen our faith, and to multiply our blessings so that we may be in a state of gratitude that multiplies our blessings from within our own life over and over every day. I ask that you hear the prayers of everyone. I ask that you be with the lonely, that you heal the sick, that you give answers to questioning minds, that you bring peace to this world. Above all else, that peace which you came to teach us, that state of peace which transforms our shared experience of life into one in which we can love and prosper as we move up and beyond the turmoil that others would hold us in. Remind us, please, that we do not have to stay in suffering and turmoil. We can choose to rise up. And may we do that now, with your help, with your love, with your encouragement. Amen. Amen. Your blessing is now complete. So go and rest for at least 7 minutes. Receive the blessings of Christ and the gifts of God. Bye-bye for now. I hope to be with you again next week.